got a few screws loose since the days of my youth. It's a few screws loose podcast. I got a few screws loose and I'm telling you the truth. It's a few screws loose podcast. I got a few screws loose, you don't really want proof. It's a few screws loose podcast. I got a few screws loose, why I do what I do. It's a few screws loose podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of A Few Screws Loose, the podcast, where we have mental health discussions by mentally ill men of color. My name is Dan, and I'm your host today. You can keep up with me on Twitter and on IG at I Am Dan on Drugs. You can also keep up with the show on Twitter, IG, and on YouTube at Screws Loose Pod. Don't forget, if you want to support the show, check out our merch on our website. Cop a t-shirt or something, and that's afewscrewsloose.com/shop. Now, I want to preface this episode by saying that I'm currently under the weather. I caught a cold a couple days ago, and I think I just made it through the peak, but I still feel like shit. And I wasn't going to record today, but I know we've been so wildly inconsistent with our scheduling and with our releases that I wanted to maintain some sort of consistency. So that's what I'm doing. I'm gonna keep it short, as usual with these solo episodes. Do not expect, if you listen to Black Law and Legal Lies, do not expect an episode this week. I don't have the energy to do both. So let's see, where are we going to start? I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving doing whatever it is you did. As for myself, like I said last episode, I was staying home alone while Becky went out of town to visit some relatives. I did some work around the house. I finally got around to replacing a section of my fence that collapsed during a tropical storm. And let me tell you, that was some back-breaking fucking work. We got quotes from multiple fencing companies, and they wanted between, let's say, $7,500 to $8,500 to replace our fence all the way around. So I started pricing materials at Home Depot. I'm like, shit, I could do the whole yard for $1,200. So that's what I'm going to do. That was, I guess, the male ego right there, because I have never in my life built a fucking fence. So I go on YouTube, I see some videos, and, you know, I read some blog posts and tutorials and shit. I'm like, fuck it, I could do it. So Wednesday, I took off work Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then, of course, I had Saturday and Sunday off, so 5 days. I'm like, I can do this shit in 5 days. Man, that was some rough, rough work. So it took 2.5 days to complete. And that's working like probably 4 hours a day of those 2.5 days. So I think I'll kind of wore myself out and compromised my immune system by doing so. And then Becky comes home and she got off fresh off of Spirit Airlines. So come on, we all know that Spirit Airlines has fucking hepatitis all over that bitch. They probably got HIV on the armrest. They got like herpes in the bathroom. She's just nasty. So I'm guessing that she bought some kind of germs home, and I ended up with my compromised immune system catching them because I hadn't gone anywhere since Wednesday or been around anyone, and I got sick the day she came home. So we're blaming this one on her. But anyway, to keep it moving, today what I want to talk about is something that happened to me growing up, and I'm sure that there's a lot of people who can relate. And that's being made fun of or being shamed for liking what you like. Now, as an example, I like rock and roll music. I've always liked rock and roll music. I like bands like Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, even Lynyrd Skynyrd. And they might even be a little racist. But I like classic rock and roll. And, you know, I like shit like Chess. I like there's all kinds of stuff that I like that. Growing up in my neighborhood in an all-black community, where it wasn't really popular. So when my peers would find out about me liking these things or listening to these things, they'd be like, man, you listening to that rock and roll shit, man? That's white people music you listening to, man. That's white people music. Well, let me stop you right there. No, rock and roll is black people's music. It just might not be popular amongst black people at the time, but who do you think they stole it from? But that's here nor there. Yes, I like rock and roll music. So I used to get clowned a lot for the shit that I liked. You know, chess. Man, that's a white man's game. That's a white. So anything that you liked that's outside of what's deemed acceptable in the black community, you get made fun of. I don't know if that still happens much today, but I know growing up it happened to me. And yo, if it does still happen, that shit needs to stop because that's abusive behavior. And you're also discouraging people who like whatever the fuck they like. For instance, I don't know shit about anime. I couldn't tell you the first thing, Dragon Ball Z. I think that's all I know about anime. And I'm not going to make fun of somebody who's black, who's any ethnicity that likes anime. That's just what you like. Like, why would I make fun of that? It doesn't affect me. If anything, I might be curious. I might ask some questions. What do you like about this? Maybe there's something that I should try liking, you know, but nah, growing up, you know, in the toxic environments that I grew up in, at least, nah, you got made fun of for listening to white people music, for wearing like white people's clothes, for even speaking. I don't think I speak proper, but everyone in my neighborhood thinks I speak proper. So, you know, talking like a white person. So it's just like you just keep getting clowned and clowned and clowned for that. And like you can kind of look at the whole like Game of Thrones thing, for instance, like Game of Thrones fans. I did not catch on to Game of Thrones until late. Every time someone will mention it to me, I'm just like, I don't want to see a whole bunch of titties and dragons and shit flying around. Man, I don't watch that shit. So basically, I would be shamed for not liking what you like. Look, not everyone is going to like what you like. It's inevitable. Each person has their own individual taste, their own personality, which can kind of attribute to what they like and what they don't like, their own set of life experiences and circumstances. So no, not everyone is going to like exactly the same things that you like, but that doesn't make you any better than them. And if they like some old off the wall shit that you consider strange, still, who are you to comment on what they like? Other than asking what they like about it, maybe you're interested. But if you're not interested and you just want to clown somebody and make them feel like shit and make them feel discouraged for liking what they like, man, fuck you. You're a piece of shit. And that's how a lot of people, I saw a lot of people personally when I did attend school, when I went to elementary school, they would do the same shit to other kids who like certain things. And we had kids quitting sports teams because, you know, playing baseball wasn't black, or playing softball wasn't black, playing soccer wasn't black. So we had these kids quitting these sports teams because they kept getting made fun of, man. And who knows, one of those kids could have been the next I don't know much about those sports, but the next, you know, big star had they stuck with it. But no, they got clowned to the point where they just quit altogether, man. And that shit is not acceptable. And that type of behavior needs to stop, seriously. And I know sometimes we're very passionate about things. I can't think while I'm talking right now something that I'm very passionate about that Becky is not. But I know the feeling. I know how it feels to really be into something and then have your partner or your friend or someone close to you not have any interest in it whatsoever. That's okay. That's okay. They don't have to like everything you like. And in fact, if they do like everything you like, I would question, well, if it's a, you know, romantic relationship, I would kind of question that shit, because I don't think any two people like the exact same things, like exact same things. I could be off base, but yo, that's a behavior that needs to stop, making fun of people for what they like. That only discourages them. That only makes them feel like they're an outcast, like they're different, like something's wrong with them for liking it. You know, it took me years to get over. Like, I used to listen to all the music that I listened to. I used to do that shit in the house where no one else could hear it, you know, because, or in a little Walkman. We ain't have iPhones and MP3 players and all that. Little Walkman. But I wouldn't play it out loud anymore because so many people made so many comments about the white music that Dan listens to. And I tell you, rock and roll music, some of the best music ever made. But, you know, I used to conceal what I liked. And then it got to a point where I would try to conform. I would, on the surface, conform to whatever was going on in the neighborhood, in the community, just to kind of fit in. And I think I talked about that in a previous episode. And it's funny because my entire life, I've realized that I've been an imposter my entire life, from even going back to then by acting like I liked shit that I didn't like just to fit in the streets, because I grew up in a dangerous neighborhood. I grew up in a dangerous time. And by sticking out, you kind of made yourself a target. So you had to fit in. And I went out of my way to kind of fit in and do some things and you know, things that I shouldn't have done, things that I didn't want to do, but I was doing them just to fit in and be accepted by my community. So, you know, the older I got, the more of an imposter I became. I was almost like a chameleon, depending on the situation. I still do this today out of habit, but depending on the situation I am, that depends on who I am. Like, okay, so I was an imposter back then. Everyone thought I was a thug. I was a gangster. I used to run with street niggas, and which I did, but I was never any of those things. I was never a thug. I was never a gangster. I did run with the street niggas, but that's because at my 10, 11, 12, 13 year old, in my 13 year old brain, I didn't have a choice. It's either run with them or run away from them, you know? So then I got older, and, you know, I do the same shit now at work. At work, I'm a totally different person than I am outside of work. And I, you know, we call that code switching, but I'm going to go as far as to say personality switching as well. Outside of work, you know, I'm angry, I'm hostile, I'm mad all the time. And, you know, I'm like, man, fuck this shit, man, fuck this, fuck that. But once I'm at work, I'm like, oh, hey, how's it going? How you guys doing? All right. I'll see you at the next meeting, pal. maybe not to that extreme. But, you know, I'm an imposter at work. Again, eighth grade dropout, somehow ended up as an IT professional that, you know, that was pure luck and coincidence. But even in that field, I'm an imposter. I didn't train for this shit. I didn't go to school for this shit. I just got lucky. So my entire life, I've been acting like either what I wanted people to perceive me as or to fit in to a, you know, in a certain group or a certain situation, that mostly when I was younger with that. So what I will say is, over the years in learning myself and in learning my behaviors, I know I can identify those times now when I'm switching it up, when I'm becoming that chameleon, when I'm changing my normal patterns of behavior to either make somebody else comfortable or to, I don't do the whole fit in thing that much now as an adult, because I really don't care. Fuck you niggas. I don't want to fit in with anybody. But, you know, I still do other things. Again, like I change the way I talk, the code switching and things like that, man. So, again, I guess this whole episode is just going back to, if somebody likes something, that's what the fuck they like. Leave them the fuck alone. And we know kids are some mean motherfuckers, man. They are really mean. So if you don't have thick skin, which, again, at a certain point in my life, I did not have thick skin. I've developed thick skin over the years, but early on, I didn't have thick skin. And, you know, I felt bad for liking what I liked, and then I would conceal it. And I can almost equate, this might be a false equivalency, but to being gay, you know, again, coming up, when I came up, being gay was very unpopular, and I'm sure today it's more accepted, but it's still, I'm not one to speak on homosexual gay issues, but I think it's more accepted today, but they still have their challenges and their hurdles to face. But yo, in 1995, 96, 97, yeah, that shit was, if you were a guy who liked guys, we had a lot of people in our neighborhood who would hide that shit. They were, I don't know if they were ashamed more so than afraid, but, you know, you would get clowned either way for what you like, or in this case, who you like, the gender of person that you like. So, you know, kids are fucked up, man. And I wish I could say parents need to do better, but I really don't think it's parents. I just think it's the nature of kids being fucked up, man. So anyway, this has been another episode of A Few Screws Loose. Remember, not everyone's going to like what you like. Don't try to shame them for not liking what you like. Don't try to shame them for liking what they like, because it's pointless, especially if it's someone that's close to you and a friend or whatever. All you're going to do is put a wedge in between you two. So my name is Dan. You can keep up with me on Twitter and IG at I Am Dan on Drugs. Again, keep up with the show on Twitter, IG, and on YouTube at Screws Loose Pod. Check out our merch on our website, afewscrewsloose.com/shop. And also give my co-host and homie P a follow at P from Charlotte on Twitter and on IG. Until next episode, people. Peace out. And remember, there will be no Black Lawn legalized this week. Peace.